we were discussing with regard to the concept of Mal Mekodesh Ben Meridin with regard to a Beis Hakneses, that a person who wishes to sell certain items within a shul or a Beis Hakneses, that it can only be purchased with those monies, something which is above that level of Kedusha and not something which is less than it. Now that's only perhaps in the situation where the... That's only in a situation perhaps based that you already have the item and you want to sell it. What about if you do not yet have it, rather the money was earmarked and the donations were made for a specific item? Is a person allowed to change their mind or to purchase something with less of Kedusha, or are you allowed to, or you must buy that item in which that which you initially wanted the money for? So the Mechaber says like this: In gabu maos livnos beis achneses. Let's say you collected money to purchase a shul, beis medrash, oliknos teva, omit pachas, or sefer Torah. That the money was collected for a specific thing. For ratzul hashanoso. Now you realize, you know, you can really use the money somewhere else. Motzarach mashi gabu osam for a different reason other than what it was collected for. Ein mishanin ela mikdusha kala. You are allowed to, but it has to be that it has to be something which is a greater sanctity. So, for example, if you purchase money, if you collect money for a Sefer Torah, then at that point you cannot purchase with it something which has a lower level of Kedusha. The other way around, you certainly could. Now, based on that, there's a seemingly a contradiction on a later halach which is brought down. The Mechaber says that gabu mos lebinyan beis achneses. Let's say a community collected a certain amount of money in the hopes of, with that money, purchasing a shul. Uvol lehem devar mitzvah. And a mitzvah, some other mitzvah comes about. The Mechaber holds that motzin baha mos. You can take that money and you can perform a mitzvah with it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the fact that it says a mitzvah comes about, mashma, cold of our mitzvah. It doesn't matter, it doesn't specify what the mitzvah is. Must be, you can take that money and perform any mitzvah with it, even though it was already designated, specified for the purchasing, the building of a shul. Kesedak of a kiyotzi b'zeh. Now then he asks the question, av she'enu chamura mikedusha, even though it may have a lower level of Kedusha than a shul, you can still take that money, which was supposed to be for a shul, and use it for something else. So in this, Mishnah Berurah says, V'yafa gavda l'el, we already mentioned just a moment ago in Sif Hey that we hold begavu ma'os, that once money is collected, the ein mishanin elu Kedusha chamura, that you can only use it for something which is a greater level of sanctity. So then how come in this halacha, he says that you can use this money which is supposed to be for a shul and perform any mitzvah with it? So it seems like a contradiction. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah answers by really explaining, as the Gemara in Megillah does, that the time that we say this halacha, that you can only use it for something which has a greater level of Kedusha, it depends. It's only in a specific situation that we have these halachot, that we're so strict. Because after all, we see very often, shuls are sold, and they don't necessarily take that money and buy something which has a greater level of Kedusha. So this is the very important halacha which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Hachamari al yidei shiva tuvei ha'ir, b'maimid anshei ha'ir. That in a situation where you have literally seven people that were chosen by the city, they are able to make these decisions on behalf of the entire community. Dishari lohotzi hama'os afal kedusha kala bi'afal chulun. And the Gemara says that a person, as long as you were appointed, and specifically in this situation, the Gemara uses the example of seven people that were appointed, that they were trustees, if you will, of these monies, they can do whatever they want with it. Because it's assumed that the people, the community, who entrusted them and appointed them to watch this money, that they're trusted to do whatever they want. And therefore, just as long as it's something which is within the will of the general populace, or in this situation, the seven people who are acting on their behalf, it doesn't matter what they do with that money, even if they wish to use it for something which has a lower level of Kedusha, that is fine. The Taz gives another explanation, another answer to this question, as to why we allow you to take this money earmarked for the shul and use it for something which has a lower level of Kedusha. And he says it's not referring to this case where you have the specific people appointed and you're doing the will of the community. Rather, Bigabu Ma'os Demutulikach Derech Halva, that if you have money which someone donated for a specific purpose, you're allowed to take that money, according to the Taz, even though it's a machlokas, and use it for another form of charity as a way of borrowing. That is, that I'm going to certainly pay back and make sure that that money is returned to the area in which it was supposed to go to, which is not right now. We need to borrow this money because we have a specific mitzvah that is time sensitive, and therefore we're allowed to take this money on condition, of course, that that money is returned. And therefore, we don't say that many people think that if I give a specific donation, I write a check for $18, that $18, that it has to be deposited, withdrawn from the bank, and use specifically those exact $18. But rather, just as long as that money, equivalent of it, will be spent on the thing that you wished to have, that you gave it for, that is good enough. And therefore, even though the kedusha of this mitzvah is lower than that of building a shul, that is not a problem. The Muhammad then continues and says, what happens if already, instead of just having the money to purchase the shul, you went the next step? That kanu avanim vikaros, that you already purchased the beams, the bricks, everything for the everything for this for the shul. Lo yimkurim l'dvar mitzvah el l'pidyon shvuyim. We say you can no longer sell those raw materials unless the very important mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, of redeeming someone who is in captivity, in which they have a ransom, which you have to pay, that is the only thing that we will allow you to take those, not the money, but to sell the materials which you're going to build a shul for. So important is the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. Af al pi sheheviyu ha'avanim darim v'asakaros upsolum v'yiskinu ha'kol v'inyin v'asaknesis, even though everything, let's say, was gathered into one central location, mochon ha'kol l'pidyon shvuyim bilvad, we allow you to sell all these items in order to redeem a person who is in captivity. However, concludes the Mechaber, im banu v'gamru, let's say already this structure has been built and it's been completed, lo yimchu beis achneses, even for the needs of pidyon shvuyim, we will not sell this shul anymore because it's already constructed. El yigbul pidyon min hatzibor. Rather, we will ask for another donation from the tzibor so that this person who is in captivity will ultimately be freed.